Maisa. So in the case of an Edom Zaymimim, they never have a chiyah to bring a korban chatis. Why? Because by an Edom Zaymimim, they don't have an action. They don't do a Maisa. Therefore, since it's lav Maisa, it's they're potter from a korban. The question is, Ramai, why? Well, lest now you believe, should it Edom Zaymimim have a dibur? They speak out. They say their edus. And the chur, there it's not totally in the lev. There it's totally if two people came to Bezin to say, he's chayiv Misa. So they wanted to have somebody killed, and then it came out of Dirib B'Shoigei, so they should be Chayiv Chattis. According to Rabbi Yechon, you're telling me now, really, Akima Svosim speaking out is called an action. Only by Megadiv, where there is totally believe, that's why it's not an action. Seidim Zaymimim should be called an action. They said Edis. They said it out the trail with their voice. So why does it say the Edim Zaymimim is never Chayiv Chattis? They should be Chayiv Chattis also. So Marin says, Omarova Shani Edim Zemimim, Hoyo Vieshnom Bekoil, that Edim Zemim has a Koil. The Koil Rabbi Yechanan Lav Maisu. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, a Koil is not called a Maisa. In other words, it's different than Akimas Fosayim. Here it's only their voice. Rashi says, Hoyo Vieshnom Bekoil, Ika Chiyuvim Bishmias Koilim. The main Chiyuv of Edim Zemim is that Bezdin hears their voice. Lefnei Bezdin, who bore. The Koil Lespe Maisa. The main chet of Edom Zaymimim is that they used out their voice, they said a curl to Bezdin. That Bezdin heard the curl. So when Bezdin hears a voice itself is called less by Maisa. Mar says, is that true? For Yitma we learned, Chosma b'curl. If you have your animal that's muzzled, and he's about to do some work, and you call him to do work, your Chosma b'curl, you have your parah, and he's threshing there, and you have him muzzled up, and now you call him b'curl to come and do the work. Or else via Nigo Bakil. You have a shor and a chamor together, tied up together, it's klayim, and you're making them work together, and you call them with your mouth, and that makes them start to work. Yabirchan says, for that yechai, it's called a lav, sheyesh by maisa. Since you use your voice, it's your voice that's making them work now, so yechai for your action of a kail. For shlaka shama pota. Yabirchan no machayev akimas piv heavy maisa. The fact you called the animal, your curl made him come to do work, for that's called an action. It's called the Maisa Yechayiv. Resh Lakash Amana Pata, Akimas Pivli Hevi Maisa. The fact you just called the animal to make him come to you to work, or to pull together, that's not called an action. But I call upon him, according to Rabbi Yechon, you see a curl just calling out, and the animal hears your voice, and that causes him to do work. And now he's working muzzled, or is working together with another min, you're chayiv malchus for that. You see, a koil is called a voice. So why do you say Edom Zaymimim is not called a maisa, there's no voice there, still you should be chayiv. All right, take another. Gemara says, Elo Amarovo, Shani Edim Zemim. Edim Zemim is different. Hoyel V'yeshna Bria. Nusvara. The Edim Zemim, the main thing of Edis is that they're saying over what they saw. But the main thing is they're saying what they saw. So that's why it's not called an action. Rashi says, Bria, Ika Chiyuve Bo Al Yidei Horiya. Shemidin Shero. Bria Lespe Maisa. Seeing an action, that's not called a Maisa. So Edom Zaymimim, even though they're giving us through their voice, their curl is telling Bezdin, but the main thing is not only the curl. The main aver is that they're saying they saw something. And later we find out they didn't see anything. But Lamaisa, Edis is, the main point of Edis is that you're telling Bezdin what you saw. So an action of seeing, that's not called an action. Just like we had before by Megadif. The main thing of Megadif is believe. Even though you're cursing Hashem, but it has to be that in your lave, you're going against Hashem. That's the main purpose of it. See, also, the main purpose of Edom is that you're relating to Bezdin what you saw. But the main action is what you saw. Seeing is not called an action. Turn around, but went like this. Baal Oiv, what's this Mechashev of Oiv? Zeh HaMedaba Bein HaProkim, he speaks between his limbs, Bein HaProkim, Umebein HaTilu Yodav, or in between his armpits. That's where he talks. Rashi Mebein Aprokin, Ma'aleh a mace, he brings up a mace, the Yoshev Loi V'Echad Mebein Pirkei Atzomus. In between his bones, between his legs, wherever it is, or his arms, or in between any Pirkei Atzomus, That's where the May stays. Shal mechashav kegoin, either pirka as boisav, or ya pirka berkov. That he can bring up this mace and he talks either through his on his armpits or any in between his bones. That's where that's a bal oiv. May perikli bein atzil yodav yidoini zeh maniach etzem yidua. It's a special bone yidoini. Rashi says shame yidua means shame chaya, name of a chaya. There's a bone of a chaya, a wild animal. He brings that bone and puts the piv into his mouth. Vumedaba mielov, and the bone talks by itself. That's this mechashif of Yidoni. Whoever does this is chayis kila. Mesvei avakash, it says v'hoya koiv mieretz koilecha, that you'll hear your voice from the ground. My love dimishtoi kiyurcha chutz mashmi talks normally. Rashi says mitoch kivroi, that the mace talks from the ground, from the kever. Umitoch kach koilu namach, therefore his voice is very low. So now mashma, the voice comes out from under his armpits, but it comes out from the kever. Mara says, "Lois, my lad, the mishtoi ki yurche loy, the solik v'yosel ben aprokim o mishtoi." No, the mace comes up out of the kever, and it comes up in between your bones, and that's where it talks from. Because he talks low there also. Rashi, "Loy, the solik v'yosel ben aprokim o miyo kol namach." It's a low voice. If he shein boich yusoi, there's no real life there. It's a kishuf. It's no real life. Therefore, he's a potter. The voice is low. Toshma coming here. Pasuk says Vatoymer Ishel Shol, that the Isha said to Shol when Shol went to ask her, Elohim Reisti Olim Minoritz. I see God coming up from the ground. My love doesn't mean to say the Mishtoi Kiyuchei, that she brought up Shmuel Hanavi, that Shmuel himself was talking, the Mason himself was talking. Lai again the Yosef Ben Aprokim Mishtoi, that she brought up the whatever that means, the Mason Shmuel, and he was talking between her armpits. Tana Rabbanan, Bal Oiv, what is Bal Oiv? Echad Hamala Bitzchurai, so Rashi learns, Malo Moshe Vesameis Al Zachrusai, on his aver, on the man's aver, the Zachrus, where his Mila was, he puts the mace over there. The Echad Hanisha Bitzchurai, or rather he is from the skull of a mace. Rashi says, Hamotelus Minameis, Loritz, we have a skull in front of you, and he asks the skull questions, and the skull answers, that's also Kishuf of Oiv. Now, my ma ben zelis, there was a difference. Mala bezichroi ein oila kedarkoi, vi ein oila b'shabbos. If you bring him up through your zichroi, he doesn't come up the normal way. Rashi ela ragle lamala, his foot comes up first, not his head. The mace comes up his foot, for his feet first, then his head. And vi ein, he doesn't come up on Shabbos. Shabbos he can't do this. Nishal b'gulois, but we only ask from a skull that's on the ground, Erla Kedakai, then Mashma, when he starts to talk, he comes up normally, his head comes up first, and V'yerla B'Shabbos, this type of a kishur could even be done on Shabbos. Erla Lehechasog, where to come up to? Ha'kamei Monach, he's right in front of him. Elaim Morales said like this, Oina Kedakai talks normally, V'yerla B'Shabbos, I'll answer you on Shabbos also, V'yaf Sholiyah. Right. So that's the difference, whether you're talking to a skull or whether you're talking to these, you bring up the mace. The af shailazu shoel to the rusfus es Rabbi Kiva. This guy to the rusfus es Rabbi Kiva. He asked him like this, Omaloi, o ma yomi yomayim. Why it's so different than the other days? Right? Says, Loma hachoshev yom Shabbos yes mishay yomim. How come you're saying on Shabbos you can't do this kishuf? Why is Shabbos different than any other day? Omar Rav Kiva said back, oh my God, me govern. Like, why are you different? You're a prince. Why are you different than anybody else? Omar Rav said back to him, what do you mean? To Mori Tzavi, my master, the king commanded me to be the prince. That's why I'm something special. He answered back, Shabbos Nami, to Mori Tzavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Shabbos should be different. Therefore, on Shabbos, you don't have the power of Kishuv. This is what I mean to say. Mi yema di idna Shabbat. Who told you today is Shabbos? How do you know today is Shabbos? Omalei said, listen, Nohar Sabbatyon Yechiach. Come to this river Sabbatyon. That there it rests on Shabbos. The whole weekday it goes very strong, and on Shabbos it rests. And all secondly, Balav Yechiach. When you come to Balav, they will also show us that on Shabbos he has no power. We know which day is Shabbos. And Kivra Shalaviv, by the cave of your father, he was a big Rosha, also Yechiach. We'll come and see. Shein Malo Oshim B'Shabbos. the whole week smoke comes out of his kever, his grave, and on Shabbos there's no smoke, so we'll know exactly which day is Shabbos. Almost, he answered back to him, you embarrassed me, you cursed me, and you mavat me. Now, Shoyal Oiv, for the more question, if you go to an Oiv, Hainu Vudera Shalom Mesim. There's another post that says you're not supposed to ask Mesim to the future. So why is Oiv different than Dera Shalom Mesim? Vudera Shalom Mesim, like we learned, Vudera Shalom Mesim, Zeha Mariv Atzmai, that if you starve yourself, for Oilach Bulam Beis HaKvaris, and you go and sleep in the Beis HaKvaris, Kadesh Atish Rolav Ruach Tumma, that you want the Ruach Tumma to come upon yourself, that's called Dera Shalom Mesim. So it's different than Oiv. When he came to the spot, he started to cry. Somebody that starts himself, and then he goes to the Beis HaKvaris, like he davens good, that he should be zeicher to get the Ruach HaTumah on him. The Tumah goes upon him. It's Hamar of Atzma, is somebody would start himself, that he would daven to Hashem, that the Shechina should come upon him. For sure he would be zeicher to have Ruach HaKodesh. We have to daven and do this. Avomaster, what should I say? Shavanaseinu gormalanu, that our avarice caused us that we're not zoicha to see the Shechina. Shneim the pasuk says, ki avanaseichem hoyu mavilim b'neichem v'ven Eloheichem, that our avarice made the mechitza between us and Hashem. Omar Rava, iboy tzadiki boriyama, if tzadikim the want to, they'll be able to create worlds with their chochma, sefer yitzira. Rashi says, Lios Nikiyamik, if they would be Noki from all chet, they would have the power, mamish, to create worlds. Shneim the pasuk says, Ki Abinasechem Oyim Avdilim, it's only the Averis that make a division between us and Hashem. Rava Bora Gavra, Rava created the person. Rashi, are they Sefi Tzira? Shalomdo Tzira Faisi Yashol Shem. Rava knew how to create somebody, created the person, created the Golem. Shadri Lekamdo Abzeris, he wanted to show his Rebbe Abzeris what he did. He sent his Golem to Abzeris. Heavy come ishtoy, but their abzera started to talk to him. For heavy come hadalei, but the golem couldn't answer back. That much he couldn't put into the person. He couldn't give him a power of speech. Almost abzera said, if so, min chavriyat, you're from this kishuf, he thought, of chaver, hadru lavrecha, go back to the dirt, he abolished him. So the chanina rabbeishia, heavy yasav komal shabbat, every other Shabbat they would sit, they ask him, the safe yitzir, the abyasik, and the safe yitzir to create things. Or mifchur lei igla, what did they create for themselves? Food, a good cow. Igla tilsa, a third born cow, that's a very good meat. V'yachalei, they ate that meat for Shabbos. So had they got their meat, they created their own meat. Tana Rabbanan, ma'inein, what's a ma'inein? Alright, stop here.
Yeah, the Afsamachay Mebeis, the bottom Gemara, list 5 lines. Says Tana Rabbanan, learn to a brayso like this. Mo'inein, what's the mechashif of Mo'inein? What is that? Rabbi Shimon Omer, ze hamavir shiva minei zocher alayin. He takes from 7 different people the shichva zera, he takes their zera and puts it onto his eye, and because of that he could do type of kishif, he could do magicious. That's the mechashifa of Mo'inein. Rashi says, Yeshiva min ezocha, shichva zera mizayim v'riyos, o mavar al einav, v'yosek shofim. Because of that, he could do some kishuf, that's the aveir of Mo'inein. V'achom v'nechom say, zeh o'iches es ayin. Like a real magician, he catches your eye. In other words, Rashi says, o'iches v'soiger einai habriyos, o mavar alem kilu oisek dvorim shopela, v'rein oisek lum. He just fools the eye. He makes believe as if he's doing wonders, and really he's doing nothing, like a real magician today. That's the Mo'inein. The Oiches is in Enayim. We have a key for Raymond now. Mo'inein has to always do with times, periods. So that means, Zeha Machashiv Itim. He tells us about the different types of times. For the Shoyes and the hours. The Yom, he says like this to people. Hayoim, Yofalotze. Today is a good day to go out. Today is perfect for traveling. Lemochar, tomorrow, Yofalikach. It's good to do business, to buy things. Alimude arve shvias chitim. People that plant an arve shvias are chitim, that's a good time. A yafos, they'll have good wheat then. Ikure kitnias mias rois. You're better off uprooting your kitnias, your beans now, before they rot away. So kids, if it tells people that now's a good time to do things, That's the Mechashev of Ma'inein. He uses different times. Tana Rabba word like this. Menachesh, what's a Menachesh? Ze'oimah, the person says, listen, Titoi Noflo Mipiv, your bread fell from your mouth today, that's a bad sign. He tells you, things are bad are going to happen because of that. Rashi says, Titoi Noflo Mipiv, Sarach Lidog Hayoi Mehezek. You have to watch out today, you're going to be harmed. Amakloi Noflo Miyodo, your staff fell from your hand. He tells that to people, because of that you'll have a bad time today. Benoi Kerala Miyachurav, your son is calling you from the back, that's a bad sign. Or else, Erev Kerev Loi, a raven is calling you. Or else, Tzvi Hefsiko Bederach, he tells you, I know the way a deer crisscrossed you on the road, that's a bad sign. Nochash Mimino, you have a snake on the right side, Vishol Mismela, and a fox on the left side. Kiss, he tells people, these things happen to you, and these are bad signs, that's the Mechashif of Menachish.